It's now time for Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
It's now time for Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Week 2 of the 2017 high school football season. I'm Riley Chestnut, and this week I'm in the booth flying solo as Adam Byerly has a night class back in San Marcos, but will return for next Friday's game down in Pearsall. This week, though, we come to you from the beautiful Wheatley Heights Sports Complex out here in San Antonio, as the Blanco Panthers have traveled all the way down here to come and take on the Holy Cross Knights out of Division II of the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools. But for those of you that weren't able to tune in last week or enjoy the action to open the season, Blanco did not necessarily get off to the cleanest of starts. In fact, it was a pretty rough go from the get. As you see, the standings here show after one game, Blanco is 0-1 after being shut out in an opening season loss by Canyon Lake by a score of 38-0. And just recapping what went wrong in that game, well, you can't necessarily say zip, because Canyon Lake pretty much closed off any opportunity for Blanco to take the road win and maybe some revenge for 2016's previous 40-7 loss. Because Blanco never really got the chance to try and get an advantage over Canyon Lake, as the first half saw the Hawks take a 24-0 lead. Part of it was more than regular pressure from the Hawks D-line, forcing quarterback Kelby Cox to try and create more often than would be pleasing to expose Cox to in a wing T offense, with the worst chance to be blown being in the third quarter when Blanco got inside the red zone off a 52-yard completion from Cox to senior Toby Treesh that put Blanco in the red zone on the 19. And you were thinking, things are going to be pretty good here. Blanco's got some momentum. Definitely not going to be one to cater to any other demographic. But unfortunately, the case was not to be made. As we see here, everything that could have gone wrong on that drive indeed did. As, well, first a 2-yard loss on a running play by Jet Hood. And then pressure up front. And, of course, a penalty by the Blanco offensive line, which had some trouble maintaining control off the ref's whistle for most of the night. That put them down at 3rd and 26. So that 19-yard position, gone. In fact, way back of it, 16 yards. So you can only imagine from the 35-yard line how demeaning it was when Kelby Cox, under pressure, had to fire off a pass in front of the end zone that was intercepted by Trenton Lorette on the 2-yard line, and pretty much symbolized the unrestrained offensive execution that plagued most of Blanco's promising drives and just popped the balloon of momentum, so to speak. Still, that isn't going to change the fact that in the end, Canyon Lake was dominant with end-to-end pressure that had Blanco turning the ball over 4 times with the pick six and 3 lost fumbles. But to put it from a numbers perspective on what went wrong in this game for Blanco last week, Kelby Cox felt heat most snaps from the front seven, and the stat line showed in the 8-for-23 performance. Never was he able to get comfortable on most of the snaps he got under center, and the pressure to make throws on the run put him at a disadvantage, with obviously leading to the biggest killer of last week's affair for Blanco, turnovers. Turnovers, 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 turnovers. I say it 4 times because that's how many times it had to go. Doesn't change the fact that things were not looking too splendid from the beginning. Even if Blanco wasn't turning over the ball, most of the drives ended in fourth down and out punts by the quarterback himself, Kelby Cox, who certainly had quite a day, at least on the special teams. Still, not the kind of day Kelby was hoping to have, and so Cox and the Blanco Panthers are going to be looking to redeem themselves in this battle royale to bring it up and ready to rock and roll, as we're going to take a nice little break here. But when we come back, we're going to get some much-needed advice and some great tips onto what could make Blanco a force out here today in San Antonio against Holy Cross from assistant coach, defensive coordinator, and a jack-of-all-trades kind of guy, Scott Balmos. But don't go anywhere. We will be right back as you're listening to Blanco Radio. It's coverage of the Panthers here in Week 2. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
By AMM Collision Center. Specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888 and by AMM Collision Center. Specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And we are back here, ladies and gentlemen, as we now head into the break. We got some much-needed words from assistant coach Scott Balmos.
Billy Chestnut, Sun Radio Sports Network here with defensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, really jack-of-all-trades, Coach Balmos. Now just diving right into it. Last week didn't necessarily go according to plan, being the 38-0 score it was, but did you notice any positives to take away in spite of all that could be corrected from last week's game?
Absolutely. We kind of knew going in that there was a size mismatch, and we feel like with a few less mistakes on the offensive side that we could have some opportunities in that first half to put a score on the board, and it might have changed the momentum of the game. But we did see a lot of good plays both on offense and defense from our kids. We had a tremendous effort, but again, there's not a lot of positives in a 38-0. Whooping like that, but again, it's a new week, it's a new opponent, and we put some things together. We put that game behind us, and we're looking for good things out of the kids this week.
And one of the things that could have been corrected from last week was penalties in pretty dire situations, especially when y'all were starting to get a good drive going together. What have y'all been doing this week to address some of that unrestrained performance? Was it mainly just because it was the first week and you had to get some of those reckless tendencies out of the way first?
I think you hit it right on the head. It was the first game jitters, just like it doesn't matter whether it's your 50th game or your first game, you're still going to have some inconsistencies in that first game. I think we've kind of settled in on the offensive side, and we've eliminated some of those mistakes in practice and really harped on making sure that we execute the game plan that we put together during the week. And I think the kids are ready to step up, be more disciplined both on offense and defense, and be able to take advantage of the opportunities that we do get.
Now, one of the battles, of course, not lost last week was Canyon Lake kind of went through a couple of huge injury bugs, or at least a couple of scares, whereas y'all came out of it relatively clean, not from what I saw, not really anyone going down on your side. Has that reinforced something in your players this week to try and keep that strict discipline to, I don't want to say, play the right way with the right form to avoid making mistakes and injuring themselves? Or what kind of effect did it have seeing Canyon Lake go through some of those little injury mishaps last week?
Well, I'll tell you what, the style of football that we play, as well as Canyon Lake, is a physical smash mouth type of football, and anytime you get that many guys going head to head and running that ball up in that line the way they do and the way we do, people are going to get hurt. It's a testament to the condition of our kids as well as playing full speed ahead, and that's what we tell our kids. If you go full speed, the likelihood of you getting hurt lessens. If you stand around and watch, that's when the injuries come. And I'm sorry that they had a few injuries, but again, that's a testament to the toughness of our kids that we played every play until that last play. So that again reiterates the style of football that we coach day in and day out.
You do mention toughness. Of course, you did say there's a size mismatch from last week, and there's maybe even one going into this week with Holy Cross. They got some big kids over there at that private school. But will it take that same amount of toughness, or are you expecting to see a little bit more to counteract the size mismatch once again?
Well, again, you said it right when the size mismatch is going to be there again for us. But in the past, we faced it many, many years here in Blanco, and it's never been a problem. We face an opponent week in and week out, and the size and the speed doesn't matter to us. It's our preparation mentally and physically that prepares us to take on any opponent. In Holy Cross, this is our second year playing them. They're new to us on the schedule. They are bigger. They're probably faster and stronger than we are, but we feel with our discipline, our game plan, and our kids' effort that we can overcome some of those mismatches.
And so as the defensive coordinator, the secondary does look young and does look ready to try and step up from week one. What adjustments have you made from this week to coming up for tomorrow's game for the secondary?
Well, obviously, we gave up a couple of touchdowns over our head, which is the secondary's job to never let anybody behind them. Again, those things happen, and it happens so quickly that you've just got to move on and playing in the secondary. You got to have a short memory because you're going to get another opportunity in another 10 seconds to kind of redeem yourself. So what we've done this week, we've moved a few guys around in the secondary. It's a little bit different style that we're facing. They're more of a pass oriented team when they get in certain formations, and their tendencies give away some of their run plays. So I feel like our kids are a little bit better prepared, maybe a little less nervous, and have more opportunities to get themselves in the right position and not get beat over the top.
And last year against Holy Cross wasn't necessarily easy. Just to bring up the recap, 47-6 in y'all's first ever meeting. Will that be the same key to try and go at them over the pass? Maybe a little bit more passing in this game, or were you going to stick to mostly running the ball and trying to run them into the ground to try and make up for last year?
Well, I'll tell you what, and we saw some good things in the Canyon Lake game with our air attack. I think our quarterback has settled in. He's becoming more aware of the situation, being able to read the coverages and see the opportunities that we do have. We missed a couple of deep balls against Canyon Lake. Again, if we get those opportunities this week, we want to make sure and take advantage of them. So we are going to try to throw the ball a little bit on them, as well as mix up the play action pass and maybe catch them in a defense where we have an opportunity to beat them deep for a big score and change the momentum in our favor.
And then the final question, what can the offensive and defensive line improve on to help close out maybe the edge run that kind of was exposed a little bit last week, and also buy more time for Kelby Cox behind the line so he can have better looks to read down the field and make cleaner passes? Nah, don't worry about that.
Absolutely. And we'll start with the defensive line for one. You got to play low, you got to play fast, and you got to play hard on that defensive line, and that's the key. We try to move our guys around, especially when it's a physical mismatch, so they don't have to play somebody head up. And so we've talked a little bit about that, attack angles, pursuit angles, coming off the edge with our support guys and rallying to the football with our linebackers and secondary. When they do their job that way, our guys at linebacker and our secondary guys can make those tackles while our defensive line can keep those offensive linemen off of our linebackers. On the offensive side, of the ball, our offensive line, they were a little surprised with the amount of speed and strength that the Canyon Lake defensive line had, and this defensive line that they're going to be facing again is as big, as strong, but I think personally that they're a little more athletic than the Canyon Lake defense was. But with our packages that we've installed this week, I feel like we're going to give our quarterback a little bit more opportunity to get outside and get more of a of a good clean look at the coverage, as well as when we're in the pocket. We've shored up some pass pro protection with our running backs to help that line to give us an opportunity to get the ball down the middle of the field.
This has been Riley Chestnut with coaching extraordinaire Scott Balmos. And thank you very much for your time, Coach. And I look forward to seeing what y'all got tomorrow for Holy Cross.
Thank you very much, brother.
And so that was assistant coach Scott Balmos telling us what the game plan is out here today to take on Holy Cross. And I've got a few notes myself on what Blanco could do to maybe even the tide here against this pretty, pretty impressive Holy Cross Knights team down here in San Antonio. The one thing will be to avoid the turnover, which last week had a bit of trouble maintaining control of the ball, not letting it pop out of their hands. But the Panthers do have something that have it, ladies and gentlemen. That was the national anthem brought on here out at Wheatley Sports Complex as we take a look at who the captains will be for today's game. Standing tall for the Holy Cross Knights, representing the home team out here at Wheatley Sports Complex in San Antonio. As we now hear a prayer being played over the air, I'm still going to take the time to introduce the captains for Holy Cross, and they are number two. While he will not be playing tonight due to his right arm being in a sling, in a cast, due to a previous injury early on in the year, it is E.J. Perez representing a captain for the Holy Cross Knights, along with number 22, Jamie Ramirez, and numbers 53 and 55, Chris Silva, a 6'1", 257-pound senior, and number 55, Josh Centeno, 6'1", 207 pounds, standing tall, ready to rock and ready to roll. Whereas the captains for the Blanco team are number one, as usual, Kelby Cox, number eight, Toby Treesh, and number 12, Mr. Jet Hood. And with that, we will take a nice little break here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Blanco Radio, Panther Football on KTSN. Blowout Johnson City broadcasting at 88.9 FM, along with K295CK Luckenbach Fredericksburg broadcasting at 106.9 FM and streaming online at BlancoRadio.com and on the Sun Radio app, part of the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com comes from Clay Pack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco athletics. Everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season. And by Clay Pack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco athletics. Everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And we thank you for tuning back in here, everybody. Riley Chestnut, ready to bring you action out here from the Blanco Fields as we now get set for another grand affair between the Blanco Panthers and the Holy Cross Knights as we are about to start the first quarter of play out here at the Wheatley Heights Sports Complex, usual home to the Castle Hills Eagles. But as for tonight, it is going to be the home of the Holy Cross Knights, while Blanco, for the second straight week, will represent the road team. And again, getting back to the notes I felt will serve best to help bring about a changing of the guard here and bring momentum to Blanco's side after last year's 47-6 victory between them and Holy Cross. It wasn't an easy outing last year for the Blanco Panthers, and there certainly will be a lot of ground to be gained. But as for right now, we take a look at the coaching staff brought on here. While the athletic director and head coach is Mike Harrison. And the president is, of course, seeing as Holy Cross is a private school run through a very faithful group, it is the president of the school being Brother Stanley Culotta, whereas the offensive coordinator is Angel Cedillo. Offensive line coach is Mike Baiza. Running backs coach is Sean Battles, while the quarterback coach is Polo Botello. Wide receiver coach is David Vela. And, of course, the principal is Dr. Rene Escobedo. As now waiting out there, ready for this line to come about. Both teams getting their way out onto the field as it will be Blanco to kick first. And Zach Rogers, who didn't see a lot of action in last week's season opener versus Canyon Lake, as most of the kicking was done by punter Kelby Cox. Rogers now ready to line up this kick. We got two guys waiting in the backfield, ready to return. And suddenly, this game is about to begin, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to week two of Blanco football. As Rogers holds it, puts it in the air. And it's going to be a short return here for Jamie Ramirez as he'll take it, go up the left side, take a good cut, and still break free. One-on-one with Rogers. He breaks him down and now being hog-tied on his way to the 32. What a return by Ramirez as the tackle was Fortner's to make, but only after so much to be gained. Nothing much there, but another great return here for Holy Cross to start the game on top of their own 32. Actually, on top of Blanco's 32, now in strong territory, the Knights make a great first impression. As we see going back out there, a sophomore quarterback. Pretty rare to see one of those going on here with an entire side stacked on the right side, but not too far. Everyone inside the hash marks as the handoff is going to be tossed in front and given to Jonathan Hernandez, who's going to carry it, put himself on top of the 27-yard line. Doesn't need much to gain there, but it is a good take as now on his way to the 27-yard line indeed going here. It is going to be second down and three. Standing up here, ready. It's a shotgun set. Snap goes to Salas. He's going to go playing in the air as the pressure forces him out. Running right side. Daniels chasing as a throw from Salas up the field is going to be complete. Just over Dave's. And that is going to be a touchdown for Andres Ortiz. Number six coming up with the first pass of the game for Gilby Salas. And it is a touchdown pass that puts the Knights right on top of it here. Nothing easier than that, a 27-yard touchdown pass on his first attempt of the game. Gibby Salas connecting there with Andres Flores Ortiz. Now waiting back here. The kicker, Rudy Flores, is out there, ready to compliment. So now the kick is going to go up and through, and so that is a good attempt, and that is a good start. Two plays, one great kickoff return. One small run for 7 yards, and then boom, a 27-yard touchdown pass by Gibby Salas now makes it 7-0 with only 11:22 in the first quarter to go. That's a pretty quick strike, if you would say, as that's going to be the perfect time to go to a break. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back here with Blanco Football on Sun Radio as part of the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Lone Star Capital Bank in Blanco, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Lone Star Capital Bank, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back, everybody, here to Blanco Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network while going live on the Sun Radio app. Two offensive plays after a great kickoff return by Holy Cross has got them on the board 7-0 as Treish taking this one. Gets grabbed, stays on his feet on his way to the 31-yard line. That is where the first offensive drive of the game is going to start here for the Blanco Panthers. Definitely will need to come up with something quick after it only took two plays for the offense to get a score on top of them, as Walton Daves was the short side player. Caught behind the receiver, Dave's a linebacker on the defensive side, only a sophomore, so his first year playing varsity. Not necessarily the kind of start you want to give up. But now let's see how the response will come for Blanco, as in the similar wing T fashion, we got Cox looking back under center. Playing in the slot behind on the hash marks is Fortner, while Treese stands as a back on the wing side. Flores is out in the split end as a roll, a run, a keep, and Cox getting hit, loses his helmet as he's taken down on the tackle there by guess who, A.J. Barrera. But Cox does get a good positive gain from about the 34, so that'll be a three-yard gain now, second down and seven for the Blanco Panthers as a sub out. Cox already been taken out of the game, and subbing in is number four, Zach Rogers. Well, you guessed it, it'll be Walton Daves taking the snap here as the QB. Of course, that is his position played on offense now with Hood on top of the 30. Putting Fortner in motion, the wing back, as now Daves is going to get cratered, get taken back. Oh, that's going to be a tough loss. Now putting him back on the 25-yard line. That's a 9-yard loss if you were keeping track here. As you see the tackle up front going for number 44. That is Andy Gomez on the takedown. And a pretty long one, too. A tackle for a loss puts him 9 yards back and now makes it third down. And apparently, from what we're seeing on the 31, oh, make it the 29, actually. So only a 2-yard loss, but still a loss nonetheless. As under center, Cox is back in. Not going to hand off. He's going to throw with immediate pressure to Hood on the right side. He's going to break an ankle. Get diving. Did he get across the first down marker? It's close. Let's see how close it is. It is. It is a first down for Blanco. Or maybe just short of it. Yeah, they're going to need to do some figuring out here as we see Blanco from where the ball was positioned. They needed a first down. And they did get it. So put them down on the 41, making up for lost yards, a 12-yard gain.
First and 10.
It is going to be first and 10 as we get the correction here. So now going from the 41-yard line. Blanco on a short pass under pressure, as we saw number 33, Leonicio Moreno, was the one to get pressure with Cox facing him up and then making the short toss to Hood. Now in pocket. Oh, the snap is tipped, but now running left. Cox trying to give chase away. He is going to be platooned on his way back. That's going to be a good 6-yard loss on the play. Now 35 on the 35, as we saw the chase was made by Leonicio Moreno and a couple of other savvy knights. So let's make this one second down and 16 from the 35, as checking in to play, maybe as a split end, is Peyton Van Dyke, one of the tallest players on the team, and a guy that I feel could really add on and make for a good case to play defense and turn that side of the ball in favor of Blanco. But maybe as receiver now, the only receiver lined up wide, just outside the hash marks, they're going to send Fortner over to the right edge, put two backs behind Cox, as now he's going to roll, get protection, throw it under pressure, and it is going to be a drop pass by Van Dyke just on top of the 40, so incomplete. Cox had him on the money, but Van Dyke couldn't come up with the catch, falling down onto his left shoulder, so it'll be third down and 16 to go here from the 35. Another long drive could be in order, but we're just going to have to wait and see, as checking in now is number two, Chris Ostigan, after Van Dyke gets subbed out after dropping his first target of the day. That really could have made a difference there, made it a third and short instead of a third and 16, but now trying to get it going here. From just past the 35, Horton, the center, with Cox behind him. Hood behind, as Fortner is sent, taken back, way back in the backfield, and now Cox, as a flag comes out, is going to get pushed, stays on his feet, keeps running, keeps himself in balance on his way to what looks to be the 47-yard line, so he will be short by about 4 yards of the first down, but a flag did come out, and let's see what it is.
Tackle number 13, and Holy Cross, Roman Ornales in the tackle.
Still, a tackle was made there by Morales. Not much to gain, though, as they're going to finish him just a little bit short. That's a kind of a shame, as you would say. But look at that. The flag was going against Holy Cross.
It's Holy Cross.
And, yep, that is going to make it a new first down set here for Blanco to go from the 41-yard line. So a break there for the Panthers is now back in the gun with two receivers lined up on the right side. Cox looking, fires over the middle, and Daniels had to try and make the reach, does not get it, and that'll be another incomplete pass out over the hands of Aaron Daniels. It was intended, and unfortunately that is going to bring it about now fourth down. It was not a first down. It was just a couple yards taken off. So third down will be turned into fourth, and Cox will be back to punt for the first time today. As you see Gunnar Granberg in protecting Cox as he gets the snap, holds it, gets it off just in time before it could have been blocked by Adrian Flores, and now it is going to be a short return in front of the 40. Diving ahead to put him on the 44 for the Holy Knights is going to be number 25, Ethan Lara. And with that, we're going to take another little break here, but don't go anywhere as the score, with 7:56 to go in the first quarter, is 7-0 Knights over the Blanco Panthers. You're listening to Panthers football here on BlancoRadio.com and the Sun Radio app.
This is Cade Phelps from KNC Supply, and you're listening to Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com. Go Panthers.
Support for Panther football comes from Old 300.
Trying to settle it back out here, we see that play immediately came back to action. They wanted to get out there quicker than I would have guessed, as you see on the carry. It's about a 3-yard loss going here from the original marker set at the 43-yard line, as that was, well, that was Lara on the carry. Lara, 5'6", 171-pound junior, is now, Salas motions, puts Jacob Arguello, and now another run attempted on the left side. Isn't going to go anywhere there for Lara, as the tackle is going to be made. On top of it, it looked like it was number 8, Toby Treish. And who else would you have guessed to be on top of that play? Pretty well done job there by Mr. Treish. Not much to gain, and now it is third down from the 40. That is about third down and 13. So, trying to keep this good defense on the sides here, as we see a 4-3 set in the box. Put in motion now. Salas is going to run right, get chased, throw it over the top, and throw it away incomplete. His intended target on that desperation pass was Jeremy Gonzalez, but it won't go, and now it'll be fourth down from the 40, waiting for the punt to come out from the Holy Knights. So good job there by Blanco to keep pressure and force Salas to go running. Though his receiver was open, Gonzalez definitely was not going to be able to make that catch, as that thing was about 3 feet over his head. And now waiting back here is going to be Jamie Ramirez, the 5'10", 184-pound senior, waiting to punt it away. He's just past the 30 on top of the 28, takes the snap, puts it in the air as it's nearly blocked by Treish, calling for a fair catch. Ooh, Fortner had to reach out in front of him to hold on to that ball and save the possession. So Fortner does call fair catch and will make it so from the 32-yard line in Blanco territory. And boy, these teams are not going for any breaks here. They want to get right to it. Usually it takes about a good 30 seconds for each team to get set. But now both teams quickly getting out on the field are not going to waste any time. This game could go by in a jiffy, as with 6:41 to go in the first quarter, the score is 7-0 Holy Knights. Holy Cross. It's now back under center. No, one receiver out there, and it's Flores. As Cox is going to hand off through the right side, not much to gain there, and maybe even a loss. As you see, Jaleah Michael was the first one to really get on top of that rush attempt. Looked like it was Toby Treish on the carry, not much to gain there. So, stopped, putting him back even a little bit. No gain on the play, maybe half a yard of loss, as now it's going to be second down and 10. Cox under center. We see Forner playing next to Daniels on the left side and put in motion as Treish, as Cox is going to hand off to Hood, who goes running through the middle before he's taken down by Roman Orneles. And number 15, A.J. Barrera. Tackle does come, but so does a good gain on the play from the 32 to the 40. That's an 8-yard gain to now put it down at third down and short here for the Blanco Panthers. As we see Sebastian Flores making his way out to the far side on top of the 40. He is guarded by Ornelas, well, under center. Cox putting Fortner in motion as now the handoff goes up the middle is Hood, and he's got himself the first down on his way to the 45. So 5:29 to go here, and Blanco getting a good offensive run through Holy Cross's defense. While the score does read 7-0 in favor of the Knights, the Panthers are coming and packing it up here, not giving away anything that you would hope to see. After last week's 38-0 loss, the Panthers are coming out firing and might be onto something, is now under center. Oh, we saw a jump there by Michael, and a flag is going to be thrown as the handoff goes to Treach, and he is stopped on top of the line of scrimmage. Good effort, though, but you saw a few defensive linemen jump there for Holy Cross, and that will look to be an offsides penalty going against him. Yes, sir. So Holy Cross, called for offsides, is going to move it and give Blanco another good chance to go here from the 50. It's now first down and 5, right on top of the center point of the entire field, on top of the Wheatley Heights Sports Complex logo.
Offside, Holy Cross penalty.
And yep, just waiting to hear the confirmation, and yes, sir, that's going to be first and 5 now from the 50. Blanco trying to get something going here with Hood in the backfield. Put it in motion is Phelps, a handoff, and Hood goes through the middle again. Might have only gained about 2 yards before he was taken down low. As we see, it's going to be now a second down and 4 situation, yep, from the 49 in Knights territory. Not much else to do with that one here. As you see, a huddle for the Blanco Panthers all coming together as the crowd out here for the home team, Holy Cross, is filling out this side of the stands pretty well, is now back on the line of scrimmage going from the 49-yard line. Cox puts him down, puts Phelps in motion, and will keep it through the left side himself and get drummed. There's A.J. Barrera putting that helmet-heavy hit on top of Cox as he gets himself to the 45 and gets a first down for the Blanco Panthers. Boy, that low helmet hit by Barrera is borderline dangerous. Definitely got to keep an eye on where he's coming at you because, well, he doesn't hit to just drop you. He hits to make you pop the ball loose. As you see, Zach Rogers going to be going out to play on the far side as the wideout receiver. Cox over the line, standing tall. Now puts him down. Hands off to Hood as he goes through the middle with a couple of bodies bringing him back. You saw the first one to get to him was number 55, Josh Centennial, as that is going to be another good game by Jet Hood on rushes up the middle. Hood has had himself quite a marquee day. Definitely can't ignore the contribution he's been given on the ground game, Jet Hood. Certainly blitzing every single chance he gets right up the middle, and not really much to stop him from gaining 8 yards on this play, as now with 3:10 to go, and the clock is ticking, it is 7-0 Knights. But Blanco on top of the 32 on 2nd and 2 as the handoff will go to Phelps, and he rushes through the middle. Got plugged up trying to go a stopgap and taking him back there. The first one I can see is number 44, Andy Gomez, a 5'11", 197-pound junior defensive end, getting his work in, as now you see Baron Rivas checking in for the Holy Cross Knights. Again, Rivas brings a lot of size at the defensive end position, and coming off the bench has energy to boot. But still, now 3rd down and 1. Blanco trying to get something here as the box is loaded. It's going to be a keep to the right side, and an attempted lateral back by Phelps that ends up being thrown too hard. And from the way it looks, Phelps dived on it, and it's still going to be a fumble recovered by the Holy Cross Knights. My goodness. So that offensive drive is ending up going to get a turnover call. And that's not exactly the kind of result you want to see, as again, trouble last week on these offensive drives that have momentum were the fact that, well, they would always cough up the ball at the wrong time, did Blanco, and now in this scenario, it is going to stand tall just the same as now going here from the 41-yard line in their own territory is going to be the Holy Cross Knights trying to take the action back to the Panthers and add on to the 7-0 lead. Started the first drive with 2 plays and a touchdown. The last one was a 4-and-out as Salas throws a side pass and a flag is thrown. But getting the reception is Jeremy Gonzalez as he gets him all the way to the opposing 42. It's a flag on the play, but as you can see here, still a pretty good gain of about 18 on the short side pass from Salas to Gonzalez. Let's see what the flag is going to go about. Well, looks like it's going to be against Holy Cross from the way the official is taking that ball all the way back. And yep, it will be a penalty against Holy Cross here. In fact, they're going to be sent way back. Refs just trying to find out how much they got to take this thing back, as the start of the drive was from the 42. And now the official measuring his steps to see how far back he has to go. As now they're going to place the ball down on top of the 33, back in their own territory. A penalty takes a whole bunch out of that drive, and on that short pass, nothing to gain. Salas back in pocket, plenty of time, throws left side, and watches as there's a tug of war, but the reception is still made.
Incomplete pass. Pass intended for the 10.
Actually, an incomplete pass, as Toby Treish was caught in a tug of war over on the weak side with Joseph Dossie, and did a great job ripping that pass out of his hands to force the incompletion. So Blanco now making it 2nd and 20 out on top of the 33 after a rough incomplete pass given up by Joseph Dossie. Now it's going to be a pitch, a double reverse, and a lateral throw. Left side is going to be caught and taken by Hernandez up the middle. He keeps his step, but is going to be tied up and finally brought down. Puts him back within reasonable distance, though. It'll still be 3rd down and 9 off of the short screen pass there going to Jonathan Hernandez from Gibby Salas. Tackle was made by Daniels, so a great job there to stop him as he had to grab him by the low leg with a minute 36 to go in the first quarter. Score 7-0 Holy Cross here on 3rd down and 9 from the 43. Back in the gun, Salas takes the snap. And look at this, a flag is going to be called, and it is going to be a false start. And so Holy Cross, thus far, has been shooting themselves in the foot with these absolutely painful penalties. Every time something seems to be going Holy Cross's way, or the drive seems to be finding a nice rhythm, they keep shooting themselves in the foot with these offsides and false start penalties. So, checking out of the game is number 45. There's no name listed on this roster, so I do apologize for not being able to give you his identity, but he was subbed out of the game, as now we see back in it Jeremy Gonzalez, while number 89 Jacob Arguello is put in motion, and Salas fires right side as the pass is batted down by Cade Phelps. Incomplete, and that'll be a big fourth down waiting for a punt to come up. Great job there. Absolutely impressive defense after the penalty was given right back to him, and even before that, some pretty good tackling here by the Blanco Panthers have them starting to feel a little bit more confident with a minute 10 to go here in the first quarter, as the clock is stopped. And waiting back to take this punt will be Jamie Ramirez, and put it in the air. As now what looked like such a promising start for the Knights after two offensive plays and a touchdown. Then again, it was set up by a great kickoff return, as now refs blow their whistle again, and it looks to be another false start going against, this time, the kicking team. And so, putting themselves even farther back in their own territory, the Holy Cross Knights are not doing themselves any favors whatsoever. It's definitely been a bit of a tough time. As we see here, where the ball is going to be placed, they're going to place it on top of the 34-yard line, and still back waiting is going to be Ramirez for the punt. Whereas at the other end of the field, just in front on the 32, is Tristan Fortner waiting to do whatever he so pleases. As now, here is the snap, here is the punt. It is put up in the air down the left side of the field. They're going to let it bounce on its way to the 30 before it finally takes a stop. And it will be picked up by Adrian Flores, and that is where Blanco will start their drive on their own 30. As with 54 seconds to go in this first quarter, Blanco trying to even things up here as the score reads 7-0 Holy Cross, but the offense ready to get back out there on the field. But we're going to take a nice little quickie here, and when we come back, won't be too long. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Blanco Panthers Football here on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Panther Football comes from Old 300 Barbecue, open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2017 Panther football season.
And now making our way back out here, as it was a handoff up the middle from Cox to Granberg that only spots them about 3 yards on the carry. So, trying to take things out here together. It's going to be about 2nd and 7. Ready to put this one back out on the field. Blanco with 25 seconds and ticking remaining here in this first quarter. Not necessarily trying to go here. With 18 seconds and counting under center, the drums are beating over here on the home side, while Blanco's side of the seats, a bit smaller and not necessarily as packed as the Canyon late game was. Now we see it's going to be a handoff that just has to take all the energy it can for about 3 yards of carry. And with that, that is the first quarter of play, with Holy Cross currently leading here by a score of 7-0. It took them their very first offensive drive of the game to try and get this one in order, but they do indeed just that. As we now settle things out here, nothing much to gain, but when we come back here from the first quarter now in the books, it is 7-0 for the Holy Cross Knights. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Blanco Football on the BlancoRadio.com website and the Sun Radio Sports app. But before we do, I just got to get a little notice out here. If you would like to receive a copy of tonight's game later on, just be sure to give our office a call at 512-965-9969, and we are definitely looking for fall interns. I certainly would love to have someone up here to do the stats. Makes things a whole lot easier, but if you're interested in broadcasting, come intern for us. Again, give our office a call at 512-965-9969, and don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
By Peterson Blanco Panther the Hill Country's authorized comes from Peterson Tire. Offering the Hill Country's Yokohama tires, including Yokohama dealer. Offering Yokohama tires, including Geolander AT Geo15 and HT Geo56. Avid lines and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S Drive. Locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 2.
And now welcoming it back out here. The play picked up really quickly as we see a handoff to the left side. Going to be taken up here by Treesh, as they had to spot them here on what was handoff to the right side on a first down. Now it's going to be fourth down quickly, as going here from the 36. But back to punt it here will be Kelby Cox, as we now see the crowd and the mascot for the Holy Cross Knights sporting himself a nice golden armor appearance. Definitely getting this one in gear. As you see, Holy Cross sports a uniform scheme similar to that of Notre Dame, as Cox punts it in the air, and the fair catch is going to be waved in by Ethan Lara, and that is where we're going to start it here from just behind the 40 on top of the 39. This is where Holy Cross will begin their drive to start the second quarter, as it is 11:14 to go here in the first half, and the score is 7-0. Holy Cross trying to add on to it. Blanco trying to do what they've done for the last three drives with a little bit of help off the penalties given here to Holy Cross and their offensive line. False starts are killing them, much like Blanco was getting killed last week. But it's a new week and a new day, and Blanco is getting a lot of help from the officials' calls tonight while playing some pretty stand-up defense on the passes by Gibby Salas III. But now Salas in the gun, standing tall, going to hand off to his running back, number 23, Jonathan Hernandez, as he is going to get cratered up the middle before finally being slung down there by Peyton Van Dyke and Gunnar Granberg and a couple more, including number 63, Griffin Weirden, on the tackle initially. So, only about 2 yards on the game, makes it second down and 8 here from the 41. As back under center, things seem to be getting a little bit under control. Trying to settle things back out here. There was a receiver in motion. It was Gonzalez as Salas fires left side, and the pass is going to be dropped by Arguello. It was on top of the 50. Arguello caught the ball and then dropped it, so that is going to be a tough incompletion to take, as Salas has now had three different passes, I believe, dropped, tipped, or just thrown over the mark. And so Gibby Salas feeling pressure here to try and come up with the short sideline passes. Does not find a single connection, as you see taking himself out to the wide side. On the far side, on the 40, is the man who caught the touchdown pass earlier. Andres Ortiz is in the gun. Pocket protection. And there is Salas getting cratered up. And he still stays on his feet, escaping to the left side. Chased by Van Dyke to the 50. He is going to check out with a first down for the Holy Cross Knights. What an incredible gain on third down and 8. Gets all 8 yards along with an additional 1. And makes it a 9-yard gain with 10:30 to go here in this first half. 7-0 Holy Cross. And they get a big escape artist move by Gibby Salas to let that one get away. and put them on the 49 in Blanco territory as, again, a gun formation. Standing behind the left tackle, blocking up the middle. It's going to be a carry and a good one there by Lara. Puts them on top of it here to what looks to be the 41, so that's about 2 yards shy of the first down here. Good 8-yard gain makes it second down and short. As no huddle, they're going to get back quickly. And look at this. Rushing onto the field is Wyatt Perkins to play up the line. But a nice dodge going weak side is going to be Lara. As now there's going to be a flag thrown. He did get the first down. But let's see what it's going to be going against here. It's going to be a holding call against the offense. So another penalty on what would have been a first down gain there for the Knights. Takes them back off the field in about a 5-yard loss. Let's see where they're going to measure this one. Oh, boy. That's a pretty long game to give away as Argello has checked out of the game and checked back in as number 45, the mystery man is what we'll call him. While moved out, playing in the long slot, and actually that's a good 15-yard penalty. Now putting them back on their own 48 is Holy Cross with Salas in the shotgun. The offensive line, a couple penalties not helping them as Gonzalez was sent to block up the middle and instead shows. And nice tackles laid out and around there. A combined effort from Walton Daves along with Tristan Lopez and Toby Treish. And Lara can't gain anything on that play. In fact, he doesn't really get much other than now the same call. Third down and 13, only one down later with 9:30 to go here in the second quarter. The score is 7-0 Holy Cross, and they're trying to make up for a lot of lost yards on another penalty going against their offensive line. Whether it's a false start or holding, it's not been going well. Salas standing up way back. Now fires. Is going to get rushed. Goes right side. Going to get one-on-one with Phelps and get taken out of bounds. That's going to be another loss on the play as Cade Phelps chasing Salas out towards the Blanco bench. And that's going to be a fourth down and out here for the Holy Cross Knights. A great job forcing it after another penalty. Takes away what was some solid momentum for the Knights, and now waiting back for it is going to be Captain Jamie Ramirez, the 5'10", 184-pound senior, out there now for the fourth time already today. Waiting to get this snap, just gets it low enough, puts a lefty boot up in the air, left side, waiting for it to bounce. They're going to let it bounce forward, and it won't go out of bounds. It's going to go inside to about the 7-yard line. So a great punt there by Ramirez. Now it is finally picked up here. Man, that's going to be one to remember for Ramirez. He's certainly helping out his own team by making Blanco start off on top of their own 6-yard line. Way back in their own territory, as you can guess. Both teams trying to get out there. Solid standby. So this is going to be one long drive for Blanco. If they want to try and even up this ball game with a score 7-0 and 8:53 to go. Ready to now get to the line. We see Treish lined up. Behind that big guy, Cale Knoll, playing left tackle. Under center is Cox. He takes the handoff. Hands it off to a sweep up the left side by Forner, as he is going to get taken down on the ankle by Adrian Flores. Didn't look like it gained much. Now, from the way it sounds, it is only about a 1 or 2 yard gain to make it on top of the 8-yard line and second down and 9 or 8. I could be wrong, but it's a pretty far distance to see up the field. And it looks like it was just a 1 yard gain by Mr. Fortner on the counter run, as now he plays the wing back right behind Aaron Daniels, the tight end. He's going to come blocking in as you see a rush up the middle by Toby Treish. Gets him across on the 11-yard line, so a good gain of 4. Now makes it here 3rd down and 5 for Blanco on top of the 11-yard line. But there's at least a good positive notion to what's going on here, as with 8 minutes remaining in the second quarter, the score is Holy Cross leading 7-0, representing the home team out here in this neutral stadium at Wheatley Heights Sports Complex. As we see, this game got an earlier start than we had originally promoted. The only 7 o'clock game the Panthers will be playing this year is under center is Cox. Putting Treish in motion. He's going to go keeping up the right side and not get anywhere as he is taken down on the low leg by Baron Rivas. So that'll be a 4th down. Actually puts him back here on the 10-yard line. So a 1-yard loss makes it 4th down here for the Panthers as We see Walton Daves is going to come out onto the field. Along with, just based off the jerseys we're seeing, Jet Hood checks in. Sends out number 54, Brandon Phipps. As actually, Jet Hood is going to be standing tall, ready to take the snap. As Cox, he's going to put a short punt up in the air, actually, waiting for a turn. On the other side is going to be Hernandez. He shakes and bakes, goes left side, gets a mean block there from Ramirez, and goes down the left sideline before he's finally taken down on the 21 by Walton Daves. So a great return there is going to set up the drive just on the 21-yard line, only 21 yards again to get for Holy Cross to make it a two-touchdown game. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with Blanco Panthers football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
And by Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander AT Geo15 and HT Geo56, Avid lines and performance tires like Advanced Sports AS.
I do apologize. These teams like to go at a pace quicker than what I'm used to, as we see a run up the weak side going to the edge. On the carry was number 20, Jacob Olivares, putting himself on the run. Gets a good gain of 8 yards on the play to make it now second down and two from the 12-yard line. And Salas back in the gun. Arguello playing in the slot. Is now it's going to be a handoff through the middle. Tackle was going to be made by a strong platoon up the front led by Cade Phelps. As again, that was Olivares on the carry, all 5 feet, 10 inches of him. Trying to keep things out here all together nice and peachy. You definitely don't want to miss what's going down here. From San Antonio, Texas, is now playing out in the slot. On right next to the hash marks is Joseph Dossie with Salas in the gun again. He's only stood under center once, I believe, this entire game, as another run up the middle by Olivares gets him to the 5-yard line before he is pancaked right back down on the play there. Yep, Walton Daves on the stop. Still second and goal here from the 4-yard line. Trying to keep things out here all according to plan. It's looking to be a tough task to try and stop this goal line stand, as now it's going to be a cut through the right edge. And the running back spins and does not break into the end zone. He is stopped on the 1. On the carry was 22, Jamie Ramirez. And so with 5:06 and counting remaining in the second quarter, just half a yard away from making it into the end zone, Holy Cross on 3rd and goal. As under center is Salas. He's going to hand off, and through the middle is Ramirez. He's got himself a touchdown, and that makes it now 13-0 with 4:54 remaining in the half. Holy Cross takes the lead, takes it, and makes it into an even bigger gap. As well, there were some good defensive sets in between this first drive that happened on the very first offensive drive of the game, as now back and waiting. The placeholder is Barrera, and waiting to get the kick and put it through is going to be Rudy Flores. Going here from the 10-yard line, here it is. The kick is up, and it is good. So make it 14-0. Holy Cross over the Blanco Panthers right now, as things are not necessarily going according to plan here for head coach Bill Tesh or the defense or the offense, as again, a turnover on that last drive by Blanco helped turn away what was going to be their closest chance to try and take the victory here. But we're going to take a nice short break here, and when we return, we'll have hopefully a response for the Panthers and from the Panthers. With 4:54 to go, the score is 14-0. Holy Cross, as you're listening to Panthers football on BlancoRadio.com and the Sun Radio Sports app.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
And now we welcome you back out here to San Antonio, Texas, as we got a great, great score for the Holy Cross fans, 14-0 over the Blanco Panthers fans, as there's still plenty of time for the Panthers to respond, and it hasn't been as totally one-sided as one would suggest with a 14-0 score compared to Canyon Lake jumping out of the gate last week, but definitely not the situation Blanco was hoping to come up with, as they might have just gotten a little bit too tuckered out, trying to answer now, waiting for this kick. So going to be a short onsider that is going to be dived on top of by Cade Phelps and Brant Wagner. That'll get Blanco going from the 31-yard line. As you can hear, the drums starting to make a good impression, getting crazy to the sound of their own beat. You definitely appreciate the intensity. As you see, the Holy Cross side, again, filling out very, very well. Then left side looks a little bare, but actually, my eyes have deceived me. As I see here, it's mostly the middle sections that are filled up in this game out here in San Antonio, Texas, from the Wheatley Heights Sports Complex. Now waiting with 4:51 and ticking. Here we go, Cox under center. He's going to take the handoff short and watch the ball get dropped down. And look at this. It might have been picked up, and it is going to be a fumble recovery off of a bad handoff from Cox to Hood. So look at that. Both sides switch again as another turnover, the second one here for Blanco. Now gives Holy Cross another great starting field position here from the 30. Blanco just having trouble keeping control of the ball. Not exactly what you hope to see after the way Blanco was having trouble maintaining control. In all of last week's game versus Canyon Lake, doesn't look like things are getting any better thus far, though things can change in a hurry, as now back in the gun is Salas. You see Treesh playing outside line with Hood up the middle of the defensive line, as now Salas throws over the middle and watches that one go off the bare chest of Joseph Dossie and bounce out of his hands incomplete. It would have been a catch regardless, but that strike is not going to be forgotten, as now Salas, three passes I can recall where he has had his receiver online, it was in their hands, and the pass was just dropped. It just wasn't caught. So Dossie, I think that's the second time now he's dropped a pass in this game. Definitely a favorite to go deep in any scenario. Is now second down and 10 from the 30. Salas, a long wait play action, getting chased, throws it over. It's a short pass complete to Lara before he makes one tackler miss, gets himself out on the edge to the 20 and might have gotten the first down before being taken out of bounds by Phelps and by Chris Ostigan. And it looks like third and about a yard. So, didn't get all of it, but did get 9 on that short desperation pass after we saw Salas was being chased by offensive lineman and defensive tackle sophomore Canyon Braun standing up in front of him, forcing him to make that short pass option after holding it for a long play action. Now, handoff through the left side. That's going to be a stiff arm going to the outer edge. Stays on his feet. It's Ramirez getting flatlined by Walton Davis. What a nasty pancake hit and tackle there by Walton Davis. A great, great play, but still a first down gained on the outer edge run by Jonathan Hernandez. Make it first and 10 to go here on top of the 14-yard line. So that turnover starting to come back and bite Blanco, as now they're having to play in the red zone again on defense. Zarguello was put in motion before a handoff through the right side is given to Hernandez, and he's only able to make micromanagement look that much more effective. Not much to gain there on the play. But Walton Daves does get on top of it on the stop. And now we see it is a second down situation going here from the 13. Still second down and 10. Back in the gun. Salas with three receivers all bunched up close on the right side. Looking left, though. Fires and watches it just get dropped. First, it went off the receiver's chest. That was Dossie again losing control of it, but it was up in the air for a slight moment, and Cox had it in his hands but could not make the interception happen. So a break there for Salas as he nearly gets picked off by fellow quarterback and now playing in that safety option. A defensive back spot, but playing in a safety spot is Kelby Cox. It's now Salas in the pocket, still jumbling around, now getting chased back. He's all the way on the 33 and running left, getting some blocks, gets a good one from number 53 and fires it in the end zone and misses his man just on the jump. He tried to target Andres Ortiz as a flag does come out. The pass was intended to the receiver that got Salas' one touchdown pass earlier, but boy, that was a close one, ladies and gentlemen. And now, waiting to see what the penalty is going to go about. And it looks like, as the flag is still down on the field, waiting to be picked up, official in the middle of the entire thing, now takes it and gives it back here see. He's going to be taking it all the way back. It'll be another penalty against Holy Cross. But he can't deny that was an incredible hit by number 53, Chris Silva, one of the captains of tonight's game. 6'1", 257 pounds, one of the bigger guys on this team. Blocking for his quarterback, Salas, after he scrambles down the left side. He ends up laying out Aaron Daniels pretty well with a shoulder-to-shoulder hit. But a penalty against Holy Cross now gives Blanco a great position here. As we make it stand tall on third down from just on the 14. The official's still trying to measure where this ball is. Certainly taking their sweet, sweet time. Official timeout. Now it is going to be an official timeout. So we're going to take a nice little quickie here. And when we come back, we'll be sure to have this action going for you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Blanco Panthers football on Sun Radio. And you might still be listening to us as now the official has finally put the ball down all the way back on the 28-yard line. So, man, that's a long gain to try and get all the way back to the 4. So third and 28 to go. Now as the snap goes for Salas, he fires over the middle and tries to target Dossie again, but the pass was too strong and thrown over the hands, incomplete. So it'll be fourth down and 28. Looks like a pretty manageable distance to try and get a field goal through. As with 2:51 remaining here in the first half, the score is already 14-0 Holy Cross. And we're still waiting to see who's going to be making their way out onto the field, and it looks like it is going to be Salas and the offense. So, yep, that is what we're going to be dealing with here from the 28. They're going to keep Salas out there to try and go for it on fourth down and 28. So here we go. Salas getting rushed. Fires one up the left side and is picked off by Cox. Going from the 25. He gets in on a block. Stays on his feet and gets him all the way to the 41 on what was a go-for-broke fourth down pass. As flags on the play coming about here. It'll be holding against the offense as the penalty is declined by Blanco. And Kelby Cox, his first interception of the year, gives Blanco a starting field position to go here from the 41-yard line. Boy, oh boy, what a great sequence there is. Now we can take a quick little break before we bring it back to you here. This is Blanco Panthers football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday.
And we are quickly back as now a quick one-step back throw by Cox is going to be targeted to Ostigan, the only receiver he had outside of the line. As again, we welcome you back here. I'm Riley Chestnut with Blanco Panthers football action. As the score currently reads 14-0, Holy Cross with 2:37 to go here in this first half. And the first pass intended by Cox to go to Chris Ostigan ends up missing him wide as he tried to dive for it but could not come up with it. So it'll be second down and 10 here from the 41-yard line back in Panthers territory as Cox under center. Has Van Dyke out there as his wide out receiver puts Fortner in motion. Doesn't do anything but play action it. Fire off the right side and misfire ahead of his man Toby Treesh. As the finishing blow being a hit by Captain Jamie Ramirez that makes sure Treesh cannot go out there and make an Odell Beckham-like catch. As it'll be now third down and 10 to go here from the 41 on two straight incompletions as Ostigan is checked right back into the game. So you can only imagine after seeing two pass plays, maybe they're going to keep to that same formula. Of course, I can only offer so much insight. Currently holding down the box right next to the Blanco coaches. They can't tell me their secrets, and I don't think I'd want them to. Keeps things interesting, wouldn't you know? So now we see put back. It's a roll to the left and a chase. And now Cox is going to get flatlined and broken down by that big defensive end, number 11, Khalija Michael, coming in and making the sack on Cox. The first one of the game here for the Holy Cross Knights. A great job there. Makes it fourth down and long with 2:12 to go as now both sides call timeout. Let's take that nice, quickie little break here. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with Blanco Panthers football out here on 88.9 Johnson City and 106.9 Fredericksburg.
Support comes from KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season. And by KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
Support comes from RE/MAX Genesis owner.
And now we thank you for coming back over here to the action with 2:18 to go in the first quarter. 14-0 Holy Cross over the Panthers. As now back to execute this punt is going to be Cox. He gets rushed, fires one up off the field, and watches it go towards the left side and waiting to be jumped up on at the 36-yard line by number 55. That is Tristan Lopez getting to it for Blanco and now spotting Holy Cross to go here from their 36-yard line to try and maybe get one last great drive in before this first half comes to an end and maybe add on to the impressive 14-0 score we are already seeing out here brought on by the Holy Cross Knights. Trying to settle things back down out here as I can get a quick look at what the defensive line for Blanco is sporting. What we got is number 63 on that far side away is Griffin Weirden, while up the middle is Granberg Daniels. And now the snap, Salas hands off using a block from Mr. Gonzalez as he gets himself going. That was the running back on the play. And yep, Mr. Olivares takes the carry and makes it to about second down and two now, going from the 44-yard line. As we see, Canyon Braun check back in now to play as a defensive tackle along with Aaron Daniels. And Tristan Lopez covering the right side strong. While up the middle, it's going to be a play action and now a rush. Daniels chasing Salas back on the 31. He fires and dropped incompletion. Oh, man. Walton Davies had that one. He could have had the second pick on Salas today, but it did not go. He drops it even though it was right to his chest. So a missed opportunity there by Blanco to get the ball back on what would have been the 47-yard line and see what Davies could have do to return that one. As now 1:36 to go and the score 14-0. Holy Cross, as Blanco has certainly had their opportunities on both sides of the ball to make this score a little less than what it is. But now in the gun, Salas, after getting another break, hands off to Olivares as he breaks in on the right side and does indeed get a first down off of an off-tackle run brought on there by that big fella, number 76, Damian Hernandez. Only 6 feet tall, though 265 pounds standing. Covering that right side well. Now in the gun again is Salas. Takes it, stepping up, plenty of time, fires left side and watches that pass get tipped away incomplete by Toby Treesh as he covered the short side receiver on top of the 45. The pass was targeted to Jeremy Gonzalez, but Toby Treesh with another great jumping defensive play takes that one away and now makes it second down and 10. Going here from the 47-yard line is the Holy Cross Knights. Trying to settle it back out here. I can see one little guy getting his practice kicks in over on the net on the Holy Cross sideline. Is no, sir. Look at this. Two Blanco Panthers get on top of Salas as he tries to take the handoff and turn to a running back that was not there. Instead, waiting to meet him face-to-face was number 50, Matthew Alcala, and they take Salas way back there. In fact, they put him all the way back on the 42-yard line. So, big loss on that play about, I'd say, five. Another great scheme to read through that switch handoff that was trying to be put down by Gibby Salas is now with 41 seconds and counting before we get going here. As the second half coming up here and now the handoff going. It's going to be Lara taking the left side and getting a nice hole as he gets himself across the field into Blanco territory on the 46. So makes up well on that game, but it won't be enough. As they got 3 yards to get. And it'll be fourth down and three as you see Salas is going to be taken out here. Not necessarily the kind of play that was hoping to be brought on out here today. As well, it says 14-0 Holy Cross as time is now ticking away. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, make it two and one. And that is the half, ladies and gentlemen. Blanco currently trailing to Holy Cross by a score of 14-0. As the two big scores of the game being brought on here by quick A quick touchdown pass only three plays into the game for Holy Cross. Not necessarily the kind of defensive start you want to get for Blanco, as it was a 1-2-3 from Salas going to number 6, Andres Ortiz, who was targeted one other time in the end zone today and ended up getting the pass overthrown. And then, of course, a short side situation that saw the Holy Cross Knights manage to come in and take the score. As now going into halftime with the clock ticking to 19 seconds, it will be standing out here as a 14-0 score for the Knights over the Panthers, as we will be right back after this short break. As now we are in the ID time hour, and I just want to send out a few reminders. And want to remind you to go and like our Facebook page today. While we get all the latest scores, future games, and information about the Panthers, all you have to do is go to www.facebook.com/BlancoRadio. And I would like to take this time to thank the people who support these broadcasts, along with the wonderful, wonderful people over at Dirtworks and Remax Genesis, including Mr. Wayman and Miss Jane Lightfoot over from Remax Genesis, along with the sponsors of Lone Star Capital Bank, Old 300 Barbecue, Peterson Tire, along with Klepak Greenhouse, K&C Supply, Dripping Springs, Charles Schwab agent, Brian Carpenter, and then the AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs and San Marcos, where I currently attend school, and the Spring Branch Water Well Services. So don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back after this short break with halftime coming right up, as I see the Holy Cross Knight starting to make his way up the seats and get closer and closer towards me. I will be right back here, ladies and gentlemen.
Support comes from RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Waymond Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bulverde, and Spring Branch. Jane Waymond and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season. And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Waymond Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bulverde, and Spring Branch. Jane Waymond and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
Support comes from Lone Star Capital Bank in Blanco, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business need. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.